Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I just want to welcome you this morning to the show. I'm broadcasting live today from Phoenix, Arizona. We're having a little rain this morning, which is good. That's a wonderful thing. You know, it's probably the only place in the country where we actually look forward to rain and look forward to being a little overcast, because we know that's going to be a cool day. But anyway, it's great, it's good, and we're welcome to see it. So how are you good folks doing out there today? Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling mighty good. We've just had a political change in America, and I don't know about you guys, but it feels good. It feels really good, because we've been through 4 years of term, I don't know how to describe it, but we've been through a thing. So we look forward to a brighter future and look forward to the shift and change. By the way, this new administration's new government form is also part of the shift that's taking place on the planet. You know, it had to be what it is. And so it's okay that it's that way. And it's good, because we had to go through what we went through in order to be able to get to where we are right now. We're in a better place, and we're just happy and grateful that we're able to be here and to be in this time. So anyway, we have an exciting show today, and for all my old listeners, welcome back. I see you calling in and you're listening online and all the wonderful things there, and that's great. I'm good of you. My phone is acting a little crazy. But anyway, just grateful. And all my new listeners, thank you for tuning in. I don't know who told you about the program, how you found out about it, but anyway, I'm glad that you're here. We are a spiritual-based ministry, and we're not your traditional church. You ain't going to hear no whole lot of clapping, a whole lot of sound going on, but we are here, and we are grateful that that everything is good, and we're grateful that you're able to join in this morning, okay? Thank you. All righty. Take care, and then let's get on with today's show. Let's, you know, all of you listen to me for a while know that I always open the show with a prayer, so today will be no different. We will open up with prayer, as we usually do, and we will move forward, because we have an exciting program for you this morning. All right? So let's get started. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day of life. We thank you, God, that you protected us and took us through this week. You helped us to move forward and helped us to be able to just to conquer this week, and that you kept us safe, and you kept us physically safe, you kept us mentally safe, and that you were with us as we went through our challenges this week, and that you were able to help us sustain ourselves. And we know that, God, you are the source of everything that we need and everything we desire on this planet. So we just come to you with humbly and open saying, thank you, God, for guiding us and being with us this week, God. Thank you for helping us to move forward and to help. We thank you, God, for helping America in her political change, that we brought change to this country, and that we are now in a different place and a different situation. So we say thank you, God, for allowing that to be. Thank you through your divine intervention that you were able to shift and change what was happening. We pray this morning for all of our frontline workers who are working out there with the virus and those who are helping to secure life for us and helping to protect us. We give gratitude and thanks to all of our military and policemen that they are safe and that they're helping to protect us. Keep them in your light. Keep all your doctors and everybody well. Keep them surrounded in the white light of protection. We pray for all those individuals that who are sick and shut in. Keep them protected, God. Look after them. Show them mercy and show them grace, dear God, and to protect them. And all those who are ready to come home, give them safe passages as they make their burrow into the new dimension. So we just say thank you, God. We are grateful this morning, so grateful, God, just to be alive. So we thank you, and so it is. Okay, beloved ones, let's get on with today's show, because It is a topic that's very interesting to me. I find it to be quite an important thing. And the title of today's show is Free Will is a Gift from God. Free will is a gift from God. You know, that's it's a mighty powerful gift to have this gift of free will. Matter of fact, beloved ones, free will is the most powerful gift that your Creator have given you. You understand that? Your ability to have free will is the most powerful gift that the Creator has given you. So you have to learn how to operate it and learn how to utilize it to your highest good. Learn how to use it to manifest what you want in your life, not what you don't want, okay? So that's what we're going to be talking about, how to utilize your free will for your highest good, beloved one. It's a beautiful thing because with free will, you are given total control of your life. You hear what I say? You are given total control of your life through your free will. So every time you use your free will, you are utilizing a gift that God has given you. Okay? So you have the ability. Your free will is so powerful, beloved. Your free will give you the ability to be a rocket scientist or to be a bum on the street. You hear what I'm saying? I'm going to repeat that to you. Your free will give you the ability to be a rocket scientist or you could be a bum on the street. It can go either way. It is up to you. That's why it's called free will, because you have a choice of how you want to utilize and how you want to make it part of your life and take advantage of it. And we hopefully you are in tune to wanting to live the higher life and want to be more on the rocket scientist portion rather than being a bum in the street. Because I think that I may be preaching to the choir here, because most people who are tuned to this program are pretty conscious and spiritual people. So, I'm sure that most of you are not feeling in that state of mind. But you can see it all around you, though, beloved ones. All you got to do is go outside, and you can see the consciousness of how people have utilized their free will. You know, it's happening all around us. Yes, there are circumstances that happen sometimes beyond people's control from the aspect of what's happening in society as a whole. But overall, you see people are actually practicing the use of their free will when you see the conditions that they're living in. It's by choice. Nobody forced them into it. They had the choice to be able to do what it is to do. But it's based on them using their free will and based on the decisions they made that got them into these situations. And one thing about your free will, it gives you the ability to select, loving ones. And beautiful thing about it, nobody else can do it for you but you. With your free will, you have the ability to select what it is that you so desire to have in your life, and that's a good thing. There's all the, you know, along with that free will, though, there come consequences. You hear what I said? We owe free will, which is so powerful, such a beautiful gift, but it has consequences when you utilize it in the wrong way. You know, for example, let's say, for instance, some legal authority, somebody in authority tell you do something that you should do, whether you're violating the law or telling you to do something for your own good, but you choose to not to do it, even though you were told to do it, and you know you were violating the law, but you refused to do it, and you did something totally different than what you were told to do. It was your choice. You could have stopped and did what was told of you, or you could have totally disregarded it and did your own thing. But when you decide to do that, beloved one, you are creating a result at the end. Good or bad, you're going to create a result. The universe gives you the ability to use your free will in any kind of way you want to. But you are held accountable for the choice you make with your free will. You are accountable. So you are not getting away with anything. You have to be very cautious of how you use your free will. Just because you have it as a gift, learn to use it in a positive way. And that's what we want to focus on today, is try to how to use your free will in a positive way. Yes, it is a gift, and it was given to you, and your free will is the highest gift that you could possibly have. You know, as a spiritual being, you have freedoms. And that's what your creator was giving you when they created you and gave you free will. They were saying to you, you are free to control your destiny. You are free to be who you so desire to be. And we're just going to put this energy inside of you so you can be able to flow and go and do what you need to do in order to maintain and to be able to rise above. But like I said, there's accountability when it comes down to your gift that you must do. Being a spiritual being, you're a spiritual being having a free human experience, and you have freedom, but you still have accountability. Personally, myself, I don't understand. If you have a choice where you could live in high vibrations, why would you choose to live in a low frequency? You know, if you got the choice, you can be at that higher level, but you choose to live at a lower life. So what's going on? Why do you think people are choosing to live the low frequency versus a high frequency when they have a choice? Something is going on within those people that make them want to see what's going on, what's happening. I mean, like I said, you can go outside every day and look around and see where people are consciously just by seeing conditions that they are and what they're doing, and you can tell what they're conscious. It doesn't mean that even if you're the most conscious person, you can't have a slip and fall. We all can have those moments in life where we can descend in our consciousness, but when you descend in your consciousness and stay there, that's the problem. Yes, it's okay if you slip and fall and you make a mistake, but the key is to get back up and get started again. Never, 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 never surrender to your low vibration. Always get yourself back up, okay, beloved ones? Never let that happen to you. So today I'm here to appeal to you, to your higher self. I want you to operate from your higher self 24/7. 24/7. I want you to stay in that state of consciousness as long as possible to be able to stay there, because when you're in high frequency, you're going to create high frequency kind of results. Okay? You're going to create the kind of thing that that makes sense. Yes, it could be difficult sometimes to make the right decisions, but what I have found is really easier to make a right decision than it is to make a wrong decision. It's easier to make the right decision than to make the wrong decision. I think so often people choose the lower path because they appear to be easier for them. They want to take a shortcut, so they do the thing they know that's not even for their highest good, and they choose that because they think it's easy. And beloved one, it's not easier to do the wrong thing. It's always better to do the best and the highest thing that's possible for your life, because the result's going to be what the result's going to be. So if you take a low road, you're going to end up with low road results. You try to shortcut things, you're going to end up being shortcut. You try to flim-flam and sleaze your way through life and take advantage of people. Well, guess what? At some point, the universe is going to turn itself on you, and you're going to be the one that's going to be flim-flam and sneeze, and someone's going to do something to you, okay? So there is no shortcuts, beloved ones. It's a problem. And from what I'm observing and what I've read and what I've studied during history, this is not new for mankind. Mankind has been operating like that ever since we've been on the planet. Some people have chose to live the high life, and some people have chose to take the shortcut. Or take the sleazy way, the easy way out of things. And that's the problem, beloved ones. You have the ability to be better in all aspects. And one of the best ways to control your free will is simply apply the golden rule, especially when you're dealing with other people. Apply the golden rule and you won't go wrong. Do unto others as you have them to do unto you. If you remember to do that whenever you're dealing with other beings, you will not go astray, beloved ones. Not unless you're one of them people that treat yourself bad. You know, if you treat yourself bad, then you're going to treat everybody else bad too. But as an overall principle, do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. And you will find that life will be smoother for you. and it would be so much easier for you to be able to operate in that way, in that manner, to simply do unto others as you would have them to do unto you, Brother One. It's an easy thing to do, to do that. For the decision makings are easy if we simply follow that rule. You must begin to progress and follow that. I know sometimes it may not be that easy. I'm not talking to you saying that it's easy to do these things I'm sharing with you. I have a challenge with them too, but when I catch myself, I say, oops, that ain't right. I'm not doing the right thing. So I go back and do the right thing. You know, I can tell you about these things, but I'm human too, so I have my low moments and do the things that sometimes is not for my heart. But I usually catch myself after a second or two realizing that I'm not practicing what I preach. And that's important. One thing about when you teach these lessons, you can become very, it can affect you even more when you violate them because you know better. So that's one thing about for anyone who decides to jump out and teach these spiritual principles and teach these things, then you better be conscious aware that it can affect you very dearly and affect you fast because you are consciously aware of the universe works quickly, okay? So always strive to do the right thing, to make the right decision, whether it's small or whether it's big. Just ask yourself, what's best for me? What is best? Even though you may be making a decision that's something minor, okay? You may be making a decision about eating, having something to eat, okay? So is it better to take the time and fix something nutritious as well rather than going grabbing that fast food that you know that's going to cause havoc on your body? You know, that's what I'm talking about, choice. You have a choice whether you can eat that junk food or you can go fix your nutritional meal that will sustain you and keep you and more than likely help you not to have health issues later in life. You see that whole saying, your God will give you for everything, but your body might not based on what you have done to it, okay? So it's very, very important, beloved ones, that you do that. Just ask yourself, what is this the best for me? And, you know, if you're into a situation and you're not sure what to do and how to go about doing it, then it is okay to seek help, especially professional help. If you're in a situation, you have something going on with you mentally or something going on with you physically, and you don't know the best choice that what you should do, then you by all means should seek some type of help. You know, seek some type of help because that's why the Creator put people here that know certain things and have knowledge about certain things to be able to help us, okay? So seek help when you don't know the right decision to make, okay? And then if you're at the point where, you know, you're seeking help and you're still feeling complex about what to do, then my suggestion to you is that you do constant prayer, fasting, and go with your heart. Go with your heart instead of your head, beloved ones, okay? Because the heart itself has consciousness. So go with your heart feeling if you cannot decide for yourself. And that's what I call letting go and letting God. When you get to the point where you just don't know what to do, then you surrender it to God and let God figure it out, okay? Or you just go with what you feel. And one thing about it, if you make a mistake, it's okay, beloved one, because life is we make mistakes in life, okay? You can't get out of the planet without making mistakes. But the beautiful thing about it, if you make a mistake, you can change it. You can change it. Nothing no worse than be totally stuck and just confused of not what to do. It's better for you to go ahead and make that mistake and then adjust yourself and change it once you realize that that method didn't work. It's better to do it and try it another way. Do it. And if it doesn't work, then you say, okay, if this doesn't work, that was a bad decision, that was a bad choice, I'm going to do this another way, okay? But don't stay in that state of total confusion about what it is you need to work out or what you need to do. Make a decision. Make a decision. Like I said, if you need professional counseling, seek that. If everything else can't go, pray, let go. Let God make a decision and move on and adjust yourself if you need to do that, okay? Now, You got to be willing to change, though, beloved one, when you know that you're going wrong. You know, some people go wrong and will not change at all, even when they know that they're wrong. Let's take for a prime example, our previous president refused to do the right thing, even when he knew he was wrong. The previous president, Donald J. Trump, knew that he was doing wrong, but he insisted on doing it his way and doing it the wrong way, even though he knew he was doing wrong. Okay, there's no way in my mind that he could not, you could not tell me that he did not know that he was, the things he was doing were wrong, but he refused to change, beloved one. And that's what I'm saying. People get so stuck in doing things their way that they refuse to do it even when they know it's the right way. Now, I don't know. Maybe he really does have a mental issue. And of course, people who have mental issues sometimes are not able to make decisions and choices because they don't know right from wrong. But I would not think that a president who has attained as much as this gentleman attained wouldn't be able to determine right from wrong, but he just chose to do wrong, you know? But thank God, we ain't going to go into that in the morning about that. But I just want to give to you that as an example of what I'm talking about. Like I said, there are people who have mental conditions who are not able to determine what's for their highest good. And that's a whole different story. That's a whole different thing there. But most people are not in that situation. So, and, you know, it's basically, beloved one, it comes down to consciousness. It comes down to consciousness, allowing yourself to vibrate at a high frequency or a low frequency. You're going to make decisions from that point of where you are consciously. And when you do that consciously, your results are going to be different when you do that. So the key is to get into that high frequency, so decisions you make will be decisions that will be beneficial for you. When you operate and make a decision when you're in a high state of awareness and consciousness will be a different decision you make when you're at a very low frequency, beloved ones. When you're down and very low and confused and frustrated and anger going on with you, when you make decisions from that level, more than likely the results are not going to be very good, beloved ones. It's not good. You're going to only get more of what you're giving out. You're only going to get more of what you're giving out. So you have to be very conscious when you make your decision where you are mentally. So, and if you, whatever you have to do before you make the decision, if you need to raise your vibration and consciousness, you do it. You know, you go and read a positive self-help book or go and listen to some motivational tapes or something. You may go listen to some Les Brown or Zig Ziglar, Napoleon Hill, somebody that can help you to get your vibration raised. So when you make that decision, you're making it out of a high state of consciousness, okay? And that's how you're going to get a better result. Do not make your decision based on it when you are totally frustrated. You just had a breakup. You just argued with someone. You just got in a physical altercation with someone. Anything that you're operating on low frequency is not the time for you to make your best decision. Sometimes you have to make the decision because sometimes it's life-threatening at that point that you have to make a decision about something. But overall, when you really want to make a decision about something that's going to help you, you want to be in that high state of frequency when you make that statement, okay? When you make your free will statement. It really makes so. The key to your free will, beloved one, let's just get down to the real, is to manifest positive and opulent life, to live a positive and opulent life. That's why you really give me your free will. Because you have a choice to be able to live an opulent and positive life, okay? And and like I said, when you operating at that level of consciousness, you will become aware of things more in tune, and more things will come to you, and the decisions you make be the right decisions because you're doing it when you're in that state of consciousness. You know, the universe is full of opulence, and so when you're understanding that opulence is all around you, and you make your decision, you're going to attract opulence in your life. Okay, and your higher state of you, And the key is to recognize who you truly are, beloved one. In order to get to that higher state of consciousness, you have to come to full understanding of who you truly are. You will never operate in a full if you don't know who you are. And you are not who people say you are. You are not what society has said you are. You know, for example, people have told you that you are a sinner, that you are a person that don't know much, a person that's ignorant, you're low class, whatever. Don't buy into that stuff. People are telling you that stuff because they want to keep you down. They want to keep you there. That's not who you are, beloved ones. That's not who you are. You, beloved ones, need to really understand, because when you understand your true value and your true understanding, nobody's going to tell you nothing that's going to cause you to not to operate in your higher self. Now, for the last few months, especially for all of you who have listened to me, I have been sharing with you about your true identity. And it is so important that you know your true identity, who you are, regardless of who your name may be, John, Murray, Karen, Lou, whatever. That's just your surname. That's not who you truly are, beloved ones. That's not who you truly are. And you, beloved ones, are created by the creator of the universe. You are created in the spiritual image of the gods. And it said, let us make mankind in our image. Okay? So, masculine and feminine energy. Those gods that created you, that's who the image are you. No, you can't go in the mirror and look and see and say, hey, God, look just like me. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about something more powerful than that. We're talking about your spiritual being, that inner man, that inner woman inside of you, that spiritual energy inside of you is the image that you are made in of God. That's what they put inside of you. What a gracious and wonderful universal God force that is willing to put them part of their own self inside of you. Your body is full with the DNA of the spiritual God who created the universe. Ain't that something, beloved one? When you think about that, when you can really grasp that your DNA, your spiritual DNA is the same DNA as the God who created the universe. My God, how powerful we must be. And we're not living nowhere up to, so we have to really begin to understand that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, beloved one. You are a child of the Most High God. That's who you are. You are a child of the Most High God. And you may look around and you may see other people not acting like that or doing that because of their free will. That's what they have chosen to do, you know, to not act that way. And the creator who created you will not chastise you because you decide to cut a fool or be a fool. Then when you come back the next time, you have to relive it and do it all over again. You do not get away with anything. You have to pay a price for everything that is created in your life, loved ones. So don't fool yourself and think that you're getting away with anything. The universe is always going to make you come back and pay a price for it, whether you pay it in this life or whether you pay it in the next life. And yes, there are other lives. And yes, you have been here many times and you're carrying a lot of karma from one life to another unless you're able to lessen your karma or to be able to work through what you need to do. That's why you're here right now on planet Earth. You're here to work off your karmic experience from your previous life, as well as to be a co-creator here to create something wonderful in this life and to be able to help humanity. Each one of us are here right today because this is the time we have chosen to be. Even in the midst of all the craziness going on, we chose to be here now, right this moment. We chose to be here. So learn from your experiences of being here. Learn from the conditions that you're seeing. There's something with what's happening in the world today that's here to help you to grow. If you would not even be here at this time. you're here at this time because you need the lessons that the universe is orchestrating and showing to you right now. You need those lessons. This is why you're here, because you need to grow from this experience. As wild and crazy as it may be, there's something in it for your growth and your evolution that you will be able to take to you into your higher state of consciousness, your higher state of wellness, the higher state of being. So, beloved one, it's so important that you constantly learn from your experiences. Learn from the things that are showing up in your life every day, because those are lessons that are coming to you for your growth to get you to that higher state of consciousness, the higher state of awareness. So continue to embrace it. Continue to embrace all those things that come into your life, beloved one, because there is no doubt about it. You are children of the high God. And so in actuality, beloved one, that makes you gods and goddesses. And ain't nothing blasphemy about that, because Jesus is the one that said it first. Okay? You are gods and goddesses. You are made, your spiritual image, your spiritual DNA is the same as the God that created you. How can you not gods and goddesses? Because that's where you come from. That's where you created from. That spiritual energy inside of you, beloved one, is the energy that continues to grow and continue to allow you to be in that state of consciousness and awareness, is because you are a spiritual being, and you have carried this spiritual energy with you from one incarnation to another. You will never, ever, ever not have your spiritual being with you. You will take on a new physical form. Yes, you will do that. And you can come back and as a man, as a woman, as a Caucasian, as African-American, as a Native American. It doesn't make any difference. It's up to you what you choose to come back in. But the fact is that you're here. But that same spirit that was with you when you were here as an African-American, now that maybe you're a Caucasian, is that same spirit inside of you. And if people really understood that same spiritual energy with them, then they would not be so prejudiced and judgmental of other people, because they're going to come back and experience that same thing. And especially if they're judgmental and mistreating someone of another race, more than likely you're going to come back in that form that you have treated so bad, so you can experience what you have going on and what you need to grow, because you were not doing right when you were here, and that you were treating other people unfairly and unjust. And if people really just knew that, beloved one, those who are in control knew that they are being held responsible, and that they're going to suffer the inflicts that they try to put on other people, especially if they are in control and they're doing things that's not for the highest good of the masses. Well, guess what? They're going to come back and experience those things themselves. So it pays for you to do the right thing. You know, think about the Native Americans of today. Unfortunately, a lot of those Native Americans of today were the soldiers who put them on the reservation, Now they have to come back and see and experience for themselves what they did to those beautiful Native Americans. They have to come back and suffer that consequences of living on a reservation now and having all the drawbacks and all the things that happens by living on a reservation. They had to experience that. That's the karma they had to pay. So they're coming back and paying that karma. So that's why I tell you, beloved one, don't judge. Don't judge when you see people in certain situations and certain things going on. You can have empathy, yes, and that's a good thing. And you should always help when you can help, and be willing to support people wherever they are. But don't judge what's going on with people, because you don't know the lessons. You don't know the contracts. And you don't know why they are experiencing that thing which they are experiencing. Only thing you can do is pray for them, ask for God to bless them, support them when you can, be helpful. But they are still spiritual. And guess what? Hey, they still have the same spiritual DNA of God in them that you have in you. So you are connected to them. But they just have chose to use their free will in a different way than you chose to use your free will. But that's okay. Because that's why God gave us free will, so we can do as we want to do with it and grow as we want to grow with it. So it's okay. that they made the decision they need to do, but we pray that they will all begin to ascend beyond their present conditions, and we all begin to grow and to begin to understand that we are gods and goddesses, and we need to start acting that way. Start acting that way toward each other. Start seeing the God in each other. Start recognizing that that person that you're looking in their eyes is the same, is connected to you because they got the same DNA in God. They may not act like you. That's because they have chosen not to act like you, but they still have that same spiritual DNA inside of them and treat them in that same manner. You see, beloved ones, because like I said, you don't know why people are acting the way they act. You don't know what experiences they had or what experiences they just been through. And that may be something that's happening with them temporarily. They're acting in that way. So don't judge them. Don't put them down because they're not acting like you're acting, okay? Just accept them where they are, knowing that they are operating, they're using, misusing their free will, or they have misused their free will. But it doesn't mean that just because they're in that state, they have to stay there. They are subject to change. Thank God we have a merciful and forgiving God that will allow us to be able to learn from our mistakes and take our mistakes and be able to grow from them and to become a better and more solid spiritual being that we gain from this. Now, the sad thing, if you go through all this stuff and you gain nothing from it, oh, boy, you wasted a lifetime by not utilizing the experiences you had and the experiences you learned from. So everything that shows up in your life, beloved one, has a reason for it. And everything has a reason for you to be able to learn from and to grow from it. Things that the coincidence, that don't happen. That's, life is not about coincidence. Life is about what you created. Life is about how you move forward. I heard people say sometimes they made a bump into someone they haven't seen, and they said, "Oh, it's coincidental that I'm here and you're here, and I haven't seen you, and it's a coincidence that happened." No, it's not a coincidence. Mentally and spiritually, you have been thinking about that person, and some kind of, whether you was conscious or unconscious, you have drawn that person into your physical space at this particular time. It ain't coincidental that that person showed up. It showed up because you have a connection with them in some kind of way. Just like, you know, you get a phone call and you say somebody, "Oh, I've been thinking about you. I've been wondering about you," and you call. No, they didn't call just by accident, because you created the energy for them to be able to get in touch with you. You vibrated, you know, they vibrated, y'all contacted each other. That was created by a spiritual energy that you both created. But it wasn't coincidence that they just picked up the phone and called you. You have created that vibrational consciousness. So that's why it is so important that you make the right decision and think the right thoughts, beloved one. Because if you are vibing into people that you may not necessarily want to call you or to show up in your life, and you're holding energy toward them, like maybe you're holding some non-forgiving thoughts about them, or you're concerned about some of the things they've done to you, and you're still holding on to them, well, guess what? You are still connected, and they will still show up in your life. Although you do not want to be bothered with them, they will still find a way to show up because you are still spiritually connected to them, and you are attracting them to you, regardless of how it is. It ain't coincidental, beloved one, and you have the free will to not to think about them or not to allow your energy to focus on them. And if you find yourself doing that, just shift your thoughts. Begin to think about something else, think about somebody else, do something to take your attention off of that being that you do not want to be involved with or do not want to show up in your life, okay? So make sure that you do that. That's going to make all the difference in the world, beloved one, okay? So you have free will. Beautiful thing. My God, what a beautiful thing God has given us. But on the other hand, what a challenging thing that God has given us to have the ability to make decisions for ourselves. And I know some of us don't want to take responsibility for our thoughts and our actions and things of that nature, but I'm sorry, that's the way it is, beloved ones. You have to take action because you are the one who created it through your own free will. So if you want things to be different in your life, then make different choices. Utilize your free will in a different way. Begin to immerse yourself in a high consciousness. Begin to merge yourself in the energy of positive thought and positive thinking and positive feeling, and allow yourself to be immersed in that kind of thing. You know, be around positive people. Involve yourself in positive activities, because when you do that, you are growing. Your consciousness is growing. Yes, we're in the midst of a shift anyway. We're shifting from third dimensional low frequency into the fifth dimension consciousness. That's happening. And so, you know, and a lot of us are transcending through the fourth dimension at this particular time. And some of us actually have put our foot into the fifth dimensional consciousness. But it's all a choice. The choice that you have to do. You have a choice to not to ascend. You have a choice to keep yourself here in this slow, dense, the third dimension, if that's what you choose to do. It's your choice, beloved ones. It's your free will. But I don't know why you would want to, if that's what you choose, and you think it'd make you more happy to stay here in this midst of this third dimensional, low vibrational thinking, and versus going into the fifth dimension where you have spiritual freedom to be all that you were intended to be. You see, when you're operating out of your fifth dimension, you're operating out of the same consciousness that Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, and all those spiritual beings who made a different world, they started off in their fifth dimension. They operated out of the fifth dimension. Of course, like, you know, you heard me say before, the fifth dimension is just another step. You know, dimensions go higher, you know, and even in that till you get into the angelical realm of things. But those are where they are. And we all should be striving to get into that fifth dimension of consciousness, beloved one, because that's where the magic starts. That's when you really begin to understand your spiritual tools and who you really, really are. You know, you do that. But while you're here in the third dimension, at least stay positive, stay connected, and work on being in a positive realm and be around positive people, beloved ones. So I pray that you have gained something from today's lesson, that you can utilize it to enhance your life. And that's the reason that I do these shows every week, based on your spiritual growth, because I want you to be able to take these things and apply them to your life and to be able to make your life better. And guess what? You ain't got to take my word for it. Go do your own research about the things I tell you about. There's books out there. There's things about you can find about the stuff that's out there. I don't have no exclusivity to any knowledge that you don't have exclusive. I may focus more on collecting it and harnessing it in some form or fashion, but we all have the same consciousness to grow and to be able to obtain the same knowledge that anyone else had. You have the same ability to do what Jesus do once you grow to your spiritual consciousness and be aware of where he were constantly. You could do what Jesus do. We all could, you know, but we have to get to that spiritual place and state of mind where we are able to be able to transcend and to move into that higher state of consciousness. Okay, beloved one. So again, I am so grateful that you come today. We're going to be ending a little early, but you know, I'm going to do prayer before we close up. And for all of you who have not visited my website, I wish that you would take time to go and go to www.theholisticministry.com. And visit my site, and you'll get a little explanation of why I do what I do. And by all means, read my testimony, because my life has had some turns and twists, and I was not always at this point where I am spiritually now. I have had to go through the roughness. I grew up on the rough side. I grew up in some of the rough parts of the city of Washington, D.C., and so there were challenges and there were things that I did and I'm sure not proud of, but it was the experiences of what I did at that particular time. But it's not where you start, but where you finish and where you thrive to. So out of those days of hanging out, doing crazy stuff, and, you know, I was able to ascend and rise above that. And so we all have the possibility to rise above our condition today. So if you go back and look at my story and you say, my God, this brother was there, but yeah, here he is now in a different state of consciousness, a different awareness, that means that you can overcome. You can ascend regardless of where you're at if you desire to, if you start using your free will in the right way. So I'm just grateful to God tapped into me and gave me the understanding about my free will so I could make different choices that made my life turn out in a different way. And once I started making those different choices, my life began to move in a different direction. And I'm not telling you that my life is perfect now, by no means, but I can tell you I'm a whole lot further than I was back in them early days, back in the 70s, you know, and 60s, you know what I mean? So life has taken on a whole new meaning for me and a whole new direction. And the same thing could happen for you too, beloved one. If you want to shift and change, just go read my testimony and you'll see how God has shown me favor. But I participated too. I shifted and changed my free will of making decisions that were not bad decisions to the point where it was causing me harm that was bringing to me in my younger years. So visit the website, and if you choose to, you can make a donation. It helps keep the ministry going. If you choose not to, that's okay too, because hey, the Creator provided me with all the substance, all the finance that I need in order to be able to maintain and do what they do. See, I do this show not for any financial gain or material gain. I do this show because I love it. I love talking to you. I love sharing with you. I love giving of myself. And by giving to you, the universe help gives me back. So my blessings come from me being able to give of myself in the way that I give of myself by sharing with you the information and the knowledge that I have. That's how my blessings come. So that's adequate for me. That's adequate for me to be able to share and to share myself with you and give you what it is that God has given me. And, you know, I tell you, I'm just a vessel. God just works with me and opened me up and allowed me to be able to experience these things so I can share them with you. So anyway, beloved ones, let's get ready to close out with a prayer, and because we're grateful for today's message and knowing that the Spirit has been with us today and gave us some wisdom and knowledge about things, and we are new for what we started 45 minutes ago. You're at another state of consciousness. This is one of these experiences where I tell you about doing something positive and doing something. Listening to this show help you to raise your spiritual consciousness and your spiritual awareness. Okay, so these are the things that you need to do. So join me tomorrow morning at 7:30 Mountain Time. You know, I broadcast all over the world, so I'm not quite sure. I know from all my East Coast people, that's about 9:30 in the morning. But anyway, join in, and we do 15 minutes of spiritual inspiration to help get your days. Please join in. So now let's close with prayer. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, I give gratitude and thanks for another day of life. We thank you, God, for opening the doors of knowledge and wisdom and allowing us to partake in that, allowing us to have the understanding to be able to make wise decisions for our lives, that we will utilize our free will to help us to ascend to a higher state of consciousness. We will utilize that power that we have given. We thank you, God, for the free will and freedom that you have given to grow as a spirit, and where we will utilize that information, knowing who we are, knowing how we are connected to you, God, that we are connected to you just like a wave is in the ocean. You're inside of us, just like that thought. We don't have to look outside of ourselves, but to look inward, knowing that you are with us, God, and that you're here to help us, protect us, and help us to rise above all circumstances and situations that we need to do, that we learn to trust more in you, God. We thank you, God, for giving us our strong mind. We thank you, God, for all the support, all the angels that allow to support us and help us. We give gratitude and thanks, knowing that it is great and it is good. And we just give gratitude open heart today, God, knowing that you are helping us to ascend to that higher fifth dimension of consciousness, where we will be able to utilize our spiritual gifts at a higher way, that we will be able to assist and help others to grow and to be able to be in that state where we can bring about clarity, healing, and everything we need to be able to help others to grow in our process as we go. And as we go into this week, God, we ask you to give us divine protection around our physical bodies. Wrap each one of these beloved ones in your white light of protection. Allow that white light of protection to go into the crown chakra of their heads and penetrate into their heads and into their chest area and into their stomach and into their groin and into their legs. Allow that white light, healing light to illuminate inside of them and give them divine protection. And we ask you, God, to bring about the golden light of energy. And that same golden light come into your crown chakra and penetrate into your mind. See your body being filled with the energy of the gold light that is illuminating inside of you, that's touching every cell and every organ in your body. Your body is being illuminated right now and preparing you for your shift into your higher state of consciousness. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Beloved ones, love you. Tune in next week. We catch you tomorrow, okay, if you are available to do that. And peace and love to you, okay? And you can go to the website and read a little more. All right, take care. Love you, boys. Take care. Bye-bye.